It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B, and it's presented by CarParts.com. So check out today's topic. This is something, I love this because I use a little scanner at home for something I do where I fix and repair cars and give them to needy families. It's a big passion of mine. But really working on modern cars, man, you have to have a valuable scanner, a legit real deal scanner. And man, this is something that's really tough for a lot of people because normally the price tag that's involved with that.
Oh, it's through the roof. And anybody can go to, our favorite, Chinese branded store with cheap tools, and you can get a code reader and you can read codes, maybe for some of the older stuff, maybe not always the newer vehicles, and you can get a code. But that's about it. But these cars now, they're chock full of computers. There's a computer tucked in every pocket. It's like a mainframe in there. And there's so many sensors and whatnot that just getting a particular code doesn't give you a whole lot of information sometimes. Sometimes it gives you a start point and you have to figure out, do a series of tests or whatnot. But if you've got a throttle position sensor that's just got a little blip in it, you can't see that from a trouble code. You're not quite sure exactly what I should be replacing. And maybe you're throwing money all over the place trying to swap parts out, get something to run again. But if you just had, something robust enough to go in there and read and actually execute functions, man, it's a game changer.
Yeah, there's no doubt, man. Instead of just wasting money throwing time and parts at it, which a lot of us tend to do, they'll be like, cam positioning sensor, or it's got to be a crank position sensor, it's this, that. You start throwing all these things at it, not really knowing or understanding what's wrong, what's going on. And man, you could blow through a lot of money, never get the problem. It just drives you up the wall. It just drives you crazy.
Yeah, well, you pointed out earlier, though, there's this big gap. So you can get a $39, code reader, or you can get a $3,500 full-on scan tool from a number of brands. But man, it's going to take you a lot of repairs to kind of justify the cost of several thousands of dollars, right? And then you might not even be trained enough to really use all that functionality anyways. So you're probably just throwing away, good money. So you're stuck in this gap. Well, on our show recently, we've had some new friends come on from AutoFix. And these guys are filling that awesome space to where you've got a tool powerful enough that you could use it in a professional garage. You're getting dealer quality, access and capability. But it's at a price point that, man, I'm ready to throw on my credit card.
Yeah.
This thing is incredible.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So when you think tools nowadays and what you're driving, it's basically a computer with wheels, right? Everything needs to interact, talk with one another, tell each other info, data on how to perform and how to act in certain situations. Well, this is one of those things that, man, if you have that luxury, dude, of having something like this that could help assess what's wrong, point you in the right direction, even give you feedback and data on how to repair, fix, or resolve the issue, oh my God, it's worth its money in gold, right? And more importantly, it gives you time. So I do a program called Cars for Christmas. I fix up, old beater cars that I buy or get donated or whatever. Each year I go between 30 and 50 and 70 cars, So when we diagnose these cars, you got to have a scanner that's adequate. You got to have something that has modern technology incorporated in it, can sort of understand the functionality of, the problems at hand and give you a resource to diagnose it. And that's where AutoFix really, really, they went aggressive. How can we give the normal DIY guy something real robust that could put them well on their way to solving this problem without busting their bank account or having them, have to, re-up every year for some license agreement or software updates or, costing an arm and a leg. And we found a great solution.
Yeah, amen. So why don't we take a quick break? When we come back on the other side, we got two of the top guys from AutoFix kind of walk us through, a little bit more of the tool and how it could be used and, maybe give us all a better understanding of what kind of capability that we're willing to go out and buy and afford. And especially with the holidays coming up, I think this is a great topic because I know exactly what I'm buying myself if no one's going to buy it for me. So take us out, Willie.
I just want Christine, man. Okay, show me. Fix it yourself. I want that computer. All right, look, we're back with our boys in AutoFix. This is going to be a great resource for you guys. Give us 1 minute. We'll knock on the break. Come right back. Teed up on the Two Guys Garage Podcast. Kevin Bird, Willie B. We're back in just a minute. It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. It's presented by CarParts.com. You got to check him out. You've seen that mobile experience, Kevin. Tell him a little bit about it.
Oh, man. Make, year, model, shop for whatever parts you want. And you got all selections from, easy on your wallet to top-end, high-dollar performance parts. You name it. They've got it. Great discounts, up to 50% off. And the best thing is, all you got to do is hit the button, and it shows up on your door. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. All right, so here's the deal. Our boys from AutoFix. Hey, welcome to the podcast, guys. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time, man. We're fired up. You guys got a great little product. I'm not going to lie. I'm not hating. I'm truthing. That's a badass little machine, fellas.
Yeah, welcome, Dan. Welcome, Maurice. Two of the top guys at AutoFix. We got one in our shop recently. We only got to do a little bit of work with it, but it was enough to, like, just eyes wide open. Like, wow, this is a solution that I've been looking for. Because, we've got the shop, I work for the OE, so we have every tool imaginable. But when I go home in my neighborhood, right, I'm the go-to guy. Everybody swings by my house. Hey, man, this has happened. I hear this noise. How do I fix this? And one of the things that I don't have personally is a tool like this with this much power to it. I've got a neighbor two doors over. Poor guy, man. He's old school, great mechanic, on the side. And he's been over here trying to crank up his Cummins diesel for days. I can just hear him trying to start it. And he's got no code reader, and I'm like, man, if only I had the power in my hands, I'd be over there in a second. We'd have this thing figured out. He's got an identical truck. He's pulling parts back and forth, swapping one thing to another thing. It's not the pump. It's not awful. The rail. It's not the sensor. And he's been over there for days wasting time. And if only we had the power to read and see behind the curtain.
Maurice, go help him out. Go take that scan of that man. He's killing himself.
He is. And I like to be that guy. I like to be that guy that has all the answers. But in this case, man, I can't read in that computer to see what's going on, right? He's got a couple of codes, low fuel rail pressure. But is it really low fuel rail pressure? Is it the sensor? Is it some resistance in the wire? What's going on? We can't see it. And he's over there swapping parts, man. It's going on week two. So tell us a little bit about, how you guys kind of put together this tool, and maybe we can walk through some of the things that we can do with it.
So like with AutoFix, we offer a lot of different features, a lot of different functions within like the hand of your, within the middle of your hand. So, I remember years ago, throwing parts at cars, trial and error, right? That's what we all refer to it as. But, now with technology and, as advanced as onboard diagnostics, what we were able to do with the AutoFix is, we're able to give you dealer level service at a very reasonable cost. So, with our tool, for the example, with that Cummins motor that your neighbor was, cranking with no start, we offer like such a great auto scan feature where that auto scan feature will be able to go ahead and detect year, make, and model, and go ahead and run a full auto scan on every module in that vehicle, within seconds, where that'll go ahead and let him know, like, hey, why you potentially may be getting a crank no start. So it could be a bad glow plug or injector, whatever the case may be. But instead of just throwing parts at a car, Like that, he'll be able to find out exactly potentially what that issue may have been just with scanning all the control modules in the vehicle.
We love that thing, man. Tell us what people can expect with this really cool device. You can hold it in your hand, plug into your OBD, two port, really get into diagnosing and analyzing what's wrong with your car.
Absolutely. So, what we're familiar with is just like check engine lights. So, that check engine light is just a simple scan tool that we can just run to a Walmart or just like a Staples and, just pick up a simple OBD2 code reader. But luxury with AutoFix is that, with our tools that, we offer a all module system code reader. So what that means is that, if your vehicle has 20 different systems, our tool is going to be able to read the 20 different systems. So, and usually when I talk to users or potential users, I usually like to discuss a lot of the, like, you know, the four main systems in the vehicle. So that'll be obviously the engine, transmission, the ABS module, and also the SRS module. You know, but with the AutoFix tool, that tool will be able to get into every other control module in the vehicle that has data, you know, obviously going through it, such as body control module, things like that.
Yeah, and some of those people don't think about, especially, you know, if you haven't had a newer vehicle breakdown, you have issues, you know, if you don't want to go to an expensive dealer and you want to try to tackle it yourself. I mean, everything from, you know, relearning the park brake positioning, you know, like, what? I never had to do that before, right? We're constantly adding some new layer of control, electronics, right? Computer, everything from, you know, clearly you got to, you know, redo your service mileage if you're going to do your own oil changes and things like that, resetting steering angle sensors. There is so many things. You mentioned the ABS. There's so many different systems on there that when we think about getting a little DTC code, typically you're just reading engine codes, but there's so much going on in the vehicle that just doesn't cut it anymore.
Agreed. And you said it, you know, perfectly. You can't even change the oil now without resetting a maintenance light. You know, it is crazy, but also in the same breath, when it comes down to, you know, a lot of the newer vehicles are equipped with electronic parking brakes. So not necessarily just, you know, our traditional, you know, handbrake lever, but just to change the brakes on these vehicles, you need a scan tool, you know, to go ahead and change the brakes, you know, when it comes down to it.
So if you're going to the store and you're going to buy a whole bunch of different tools, the benefit of having just this AutoFix tool, you're getting it all in one. So instead of having, you know, a little bit of coverage over here for service resets, I want to have a tool that's going to diagnose exactly what's wrong with the vehicle system. I have a different tool for that. There's some that are, you know, trying to get through several different options, but you're even getting to, most of these code readers don't have coverage for newer vehicles. So, you know, 12 months to, you know, 3 years, you might not even have coverage. AutoFix is very current. AutoFix is providing you with all of those features in one tool so that you can auto scan. You can see everything that's wrong in every system that's in the vehicle. It's just a matter of trusting one thing at a low cost.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the test that you could run? Because, you know, we oftentimes talk about a code, right? Or seeing a light. But the real deal in diagnosing cars or figuring out problems I found are several tests you could run on it. And, you know, obviously you're aware of something simple like a battery test, right? Or, you know, an alternator test, something like that. But you guys really get in and can test every one of the systems, therefore, you know, sort of eliminating other problems down the road and really, you know, talking to one another. All these systems have to communicate with one another, and a lot of things get lost in that translation. So what are some of the tests that you guys can run with this particular machine?
So a lot of the tests that can be ran, right? And these will be, I wouldn't really say necessarily like basic tests, but, you know, we do offer a lot of live data. All right. So live data is, you know, where it's going to read off PID information. So, you know, with that live data information, we also do offer freeze frame data as well. So freeze frame data, you know, that'll let you know, the event or history when the code did go ahead and generate. We do give off also a lot of ECU information, you know, so ECU information will, you know, let you know information about the ECU. So for example, if it was like a module that needs to be updated, TSB recall, just like some simple things like that.
Okay. I know for a fact a lot of cars that I got a service for my little program cars for Christmas, tire pressure monitoring systems. What a waste. What an epic fail. Stupid. If you can't keep your air pressure right in your tires, you're an idiot. But TPMS stuff, those fail on every single car I've ever seen. Do you guys have something in there where people can reset tire pressure monitoring systems? They could link up to that. How do you guys handle stuff like that?
So our tool, again, I had mentioned the auto scan feature. So like our tool doesn't have like a built-in TPMS antenna, you know, but what happens is like, you know, TPMS signals will still read through the onboard diagnostics. So if you have a TPMS light that's on, you know, our tool will come back and let you know, potentially what's the reason why that TPMS light is on. 9 times out of 10, depending on your make and model, it can be due to like a bad battery. It could be due to the sensor just not, or possibly being asleep, but it could be a couple of different reasons why that light may be on, but the tool will be able to let you know why that TPMS light is on.
Yeah, man. And it's going to be on every freaking car.
Well, that's the tricky part. We got so many layers and layers and layers on these vehicles. that they're bound, you know, to have one or more layers kind of go bad at any point in time. Now you guys have continual updates, is that right? So you know, somebody buys a tool 2 or 3 years go by and you're like, oh man, I've got a vehicle now that needs some servicing. That's, you know, I bought it new when I bought the tool, but now you know, I need it. Can they get updates continually so they're always you know, on the forefront?
Absolutely. So luxury about our tool is a little bit about the hardware. The hardware is powered by Android. So it is a closed Android system. But you know, we take pride in software. So with that, with pride in our software, we come out with software updates very frequent. Software updates don't only cover, you know, newer vehicle coverage, but it may also cover pre-existing issues, bug fixes, and things like that.
Cool. Now, a lot of people don't know some of the you know, FCA, the Chrysler type products. They really locked down what, around 2018, because if you remember back in the news a couple of years ago, people were hacking into vehicles and were able to control certain functions. And so I think the OEs kind of panicked and said, wow, if people can just hack into our vehicles, we got to close this off, man. We can't have unsecured tools having access to our vehicle. Somebody could be driving down the road and all of a sudden somebody puts it in park while they're going 70 miles an hour or whatever. So a lot of tools can't get access into some of these newer vehicles. And I'm going to assume maybe some of the other OEs might be following. So I think a lot of people are going to be surprised, even if they have some kind of cheap tool that they've used forever, that it's not going to be able to work on some of these newer vehicles, especially as we go forward. There are going to be more and more and more of them. Is that something that you guys have any issues with?
Not at all. So it's a great point that you just brought up, especially with a lot of the OEs, Chrysler being one of them. Chrysler's, as you may know, a lot of newer Chryslers have secure gateway modules. So AutoFix actually teamed up with a company called AutoAuth, which may stand for Auto Authority. So what Auto Authority is, they actually do the handshake between Autel and Chrysler to go ahead and gain communication to these vehicles. If we were not able to do that, the user on the other side using that tool, they may not be something as simple as clear a check engine light, you know, where it may detect like a communication fault or something like that because of that gateway module is blocking it. So the gateway module is just doing its job by blocking it, where now we're working with AutoAuth where they're doing that handshake so we can gain authority to the vehicle.
Nice. Now, for anybody to visualize, we're talking tools, like what kind of tool, what does it look like? Just think about a nice, robust tablet, something almost that your kid could throw around the room and the thing would be just durable as heck. And it's just in your hands. So you have the touch screen, you have the menus just like you're used to on any kind of tablet, but their software is built in, and then you Bluetooth essentially to your car. So you put a little dongle in your OBD2 port, and that connects Bluetooth. So you can walk around anywhere, around the vehicle, under the vehicle, in your shop, and you're connected to it. And it's just really easy in tablet form. So why don't we take a quick break? When we come back on the other side, tell us about being connected to the cloud.
I want to know about the tools on the tool, because there's always things that can get incorporated, whether it's, you know, a camera, something like that, on the tool itself that helps out, right? You got a picture, you want to show something. There's a lot of tools on the tool itself, so we'll talk about that as well. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. Kevin Bird, Willie B. We're back after the break. It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. It's presented by CarParts.com. We have our guys from AutoFix on, giving all kinds of details about their really just amazing tool. And I know, Kevin, you got to be wanting one of these by now, right?
Dude, I wanted one as soon as it popped into our hands on the show, man. So I got my credit card ready. I'm going to pick one up afterwards. But, you know, we got another tool we want to talk about too. And a lot of features, you could decide how you want to play it. So I'm interested to kind of follow through this conversation and figure out which tool or tools I might be buying.
Well, I was talking about it. I asked him before the break to go over some of the tools on the tool.
Well, now we got tools on tools and two tools and three tools.
Yeah,
man. These guys have everything covered.
It's got a built-in microphone, loudspeaker, onboard camera. It's got a USB charging port. It's got a micro SD card, so you could, you know, do all the data storage you want. There's a lot of innovation just in the creativity of the tools that are assisting the tool. And Dan, I know you know of a really good one that could help a lot of people out there, right?
Well, we didn't even talk about connecting to the cloud. I mean, that's the new thing, man. So, you know, all your past data, your history, your diagnostic data is up there. So let's say your neighbor comes by, you know, you fix his car. He comes back 6 months later. He's like, hey, man, let me connect to the cloud here and show you what I did last time. Right. Because I forgot, you know, you can get online solutions. This thing is just super powerful and connected in every which way.
So, Dan, what's your favorite tool that you could add to it?
Well, I mean, it's the tool that everybody likes to use the most is just the camera that's already inside of it. So there's a feature in the tool. There's a VIN scan feature. So if you just walk the tool over to the VIN plate in the windshield or in the door jamb, even if you're just showing the camera what that VIN number is, it automatically migrates all of that detail.
What? You mean I don't have to type in 432 letters of my VIN into this?
VIN number's gotten so long. They're longer than COVID. They're crazy. It's like, man, VIN numbers are forever nowadays. So it just reads it and scans it, pulls up all the info.
Yeah, so that's a first step just to make it easy, quick for you to – all of those neighbors that are lined up, they want to – my car first, don't mind. You could do them all very quickly. So you're getting VIN scan and then your auto scan and connecting the OBD2 cable. You're able to scan the whole vehicle system. But while it's scanning each individual module, they'll come up and it'll say, you know, if it's clear – or if there's a problem, DTC, you click on that, and then you're able to, you know, see exactly what's wrong. Most of the time, it's something small, but it'll help point you in the direction to diagnose what's possibly wrong. But you were talking about the cloud earlier of those VIN scans. As soon as you get through the whole thing, you can save a diagnostic report. You can save pictures to your cloud and all that stuff. It's just making the software easy to use so that, you know, you're not taking forever to get through it. This is really just a small feature of the tool is making it faster to use. Everybody likes that. They don't want to sit there and wait. I'm not sure what button to push. It's very easy to get through the software. If you're, you know, at very advanced level like you guys are, or if you're, you know, very simple, we want to make sure it's easy to use.
Well, that's key. It's got to be intuitive. And that's the first thing that I looked for when we got one in our hands. Like I said, everybody that's used a tablet, right? Everybody knows how to click on an icon, you know, scroll through some simple menus that are in really logical order. And you can just drill right down into exactly what function you want to do or, you know, finding the code or the module that's got some issues. Very intuitive. And like I said, my four-year-old plays with his tablet all day, and I know he could probably pick this thing up and fix my car, you know, at least soon anyway. He might not know how to turn the nut the right way, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, but he can at least navigate through the tool here, the autofix. Now, we talked a little bit on the break, you know, one of the things, electrical system and batteries, you have a separate tool. This is the BT1 battery tester. But before we dive into it, there's an add-on that you could just attach right to your D1 diagnostic tool as well, or are these two completely separate?
Well, there is an accessory tool for your D1 if you want to deal with battery testing at any level. Battery testing, electrical system testing, there's an accessory part you can add on. There's other tools you can use for an accessory. You can add on a camera, you know, other stuff like that, if you want to do a borescope. But if you want to do more battery testing, it's making a decision. Do I want to have a diagnostic tool with battery testing, or do you want to just purchase the lower cost BT1 that's just for battery testing specifically? So if you're trying to go in that direction, battery and electrical system, you're trying to figure out, which one is it? Is it the battery that's causing the problem, or is it the electrical system? Both of these tools have a OBD2 connector, so you're able to connect to the system as well as test the battery. You're getting, you know, confirmation from both sides. So I want to know, you know, could it be the battery that has, you know, charge on it that is not working enough, or is it the starter that's going, or is it the alternator that's going? You got to find out definitively. So having this accessory part you could put onto the D1, or do I want to just have this other one? That's the way to go.
Man, this is pretty cool because nowadays everything's happening electronically. I mean, if I go back, I was ASC certified technician. I mean, I worked at Tuffy's, worked my way through engineering school, and we had, you know, the load tester for the battery. So like you said, you have to separate, is it a battery problem or is it an electrical problem? And so, man, we would hook up the terminals and we would, you know, oh, this thing looks great. We got 13.7 volts. And then you flip the switch and, you know, the voltage just drops and falls on its face. And you go, oh, yeah, battery's just doesn't have anything. Yeah, no good. It had this little mini electronic thing with little, you know, lights on it that would light up. And you connected to the battery and whatnot.
See the
and
big meter swing.
Yeah, you can see all charging systems working, or you can get out the voltmeter. But now everything is done electronically, which is super nice. Like you said, you can attach an accessory to the diagnostic tool if you want to go that route. Or tell us a little bit more about the BT1 battery tester. So what's the process? What comes with it? And what can we learn using this tool?
Yeah, so the BT1, I usually refer to that as a standalone type of tool, where that tool does offer a lot of the same battery testing features as the D1 with the add-on. But the BT1, it actually comes with battery clamps. So as well, with the battery clamps, you can't connect that directly to the battery terminals. It also does come with the dongle, which is the VCI. So with that, you know, as we're going through a test, that does allow you to do your battery test, you start a test along with your alternator test. That tool also does offer just a battery test, which we refer to as a out of vehicle test. So that'd be just like quick battery, like quick tests. You know, say if you know, we're in one of the northern states of North America where, you know, it gets really cold and we have a couple of cycling batteries and we just want to check the battery every like once a year. Instead of me connecting the VCI to it, I could just go to out of vehicle test, go ahead and test it really quick. Luxury also with the BT1 is that it does also have thermal paper. So each time I do a battery test, I hit report, it'll go ahead and print out with a fancy piece of printer paper where it's letting me know what the current state of the battery is, where it's going to let me know if it requires a charge, whether it requires a replacement, or whether the battery state is good. And that's going to be based off of my CCAs, which are the cold cranking amps.
Now, with the electronics and the power that we have today, you know, if I go back testing batteries, you know, 25 years ago, we typically had to throw them on the charger for a number of hours if it read low voltage, to be able to then kind of, you know, test its muster and see if it's, you know, coming back to life. Can you take a battery in any state with some of these electronics, or do you still need to, you know, charge the thing up, you know, for a certain amount of time and then kind of put the load or whatever other kind of diagnostics to it?
Yeah, preferably it should be charged, right? So it depends on current state. We're luxury now. We're lucky nowadays with like all the batteries that are being sold, that there's so many different type of batteries that are out there. Gel, liquid acids, you know, things like that. So, ideally, I prefer to do out of vehicle test prior to the battery going to the vehicle, based off of the information is left on the placards, such as the battery type plus the CCA, and then go ahead and do that to do your test before obviously inserting it. Some different vehicles do require battery registration. Luxury behind this tool is that it does allow you to go ahead and register a new battery to the vehicle. So, you know, with that battery registration, that's an additional add-on service feature that would be very suitable to the user that would be using the device.
Now, what does the vehicle want to know with the registration? What is it care? What is it trying to confirm?
If you've taken the battery out of the vehicle for too long, it has to be registered back in. So depending on there's some BMW models where it's a longer process for you to register a new battery into the system. So think of it like a component of the vehicle being registered back in. It has to have, you know, the vehicle system has to have an understanding of, hey, this is a new part coming in. So it's kind of just making all of the different modules aware, hey, this is a new piece in.
So what do you know what the computer is trying to understand by, you know, because obviously, you know, for us dummies here that, aren't completely up to date on, you know, every electron that's flying around inside the vehicle and some of the strategy, but you think you would take a 12 volt battery and swap it with another identical 12 volt battery. What is the car trying to understand or confirm? Is it trying to prevent kind of a failure mode of some sort, or
I wouldn't necessarily say like a failure mode. It's you know, the vehicle. Well, the reason for the registration, and it would be because of age and compatibility. You know, so again, like with the different batteries that are out there, the battery needs to be compatible with the vehicle prior to it being registered.
Hey, Maurice, age is nothing but a number. Just ask my wife. It's nothing but a number. I want to know, before we run out of time, what is it, because you guys are out in the field, what do you see that impresses most DIY guys, most mechanics, most people that are using your tool? What are they surprised about when they get it?
How easy it is to use. I think that the FCA access right now is the biggest thing that everybody's like, oh my God, I didn't even realize, you know, everybody's got a Jeep right now. And if you bought a new Jeep for your wife, you know, and if you're trying to do anything like a, you know, oil reset, you can't do anything without this tool.
Sorry, you can get her Bronco. That's all right.
And let me ask you this. What do people, once they use the tool, you know, a couple times, what is the feedback that you guys are getting about, you know, things that they're impressed most? Because we only got to use it for about 15, 20 minutes, but we had to move on to, you know, doing something else in the car. But both Kevin and I were like, oh, well, look at this. Oh, this is kind of easy. It's really easy to navigate. I'll tell people a lot of times when you get a scanner, I think you brought it up before, just knowing how to navigate it, what test to run, what button to hit, where you're going to log the data. You know, some have a little question mark. Others have in-depth, you know, all-tell capability and so forth. What are you seeing from the guys that are using your tool that they love the most?
So I would say advanced awareness. So you guys talked about this earlier of, you know, I'm able to reset my steering angle sensor. If you've got a newer vehicle, 2018 newer, and you try to do that, your entire ADAS system gets reset too. You're going to wind up taking your car over to a calibration center, and they're going to charge you $1,000, $2,000.
Yeah, I was going to say about $870.
So yeah. In the tool, there'll be a warning sign. Don't do this right now unless you're planning to reset the ADAS system. So they're step by step. That's what a lot of it is just trying to make sure you know what you're doing before you do it. Don't make a mistake.
So this is really adapted to the DIY guy, the person that maybe they're not in a professional shop or at a dealership, right, where they got, you know, an $8,000, you know, diagnostics machine or something like that. But this is for, you know, a guy that is fixing, repairing, tuning performance cars, modern, you know, type rides, and really is going to diagnose a lot different layers and multiple layers compared to something they're picking up at, you know, the cheapy old parts store.
Correct. This is trial and error. The guys that have been picking up cheapo tools for so long, they're not looking for more tools to purchase. They're looking for the last one. That's what this is.
Yeah.
So this is an Android system. You can update the software indefinitely. It's meant to be a great tool for you to use to cover everything you need it to do.
Yeah. And anybody who hasn't, you know, let's say dove this deep into vehicle electronics and diagnostics, it might seem a little bit overwhelming. I don't know anything about this. Just think about your smartphone. There is a lot of complicated stuff going on in your smartphone. But when you pick it up, it's intuitive. You see the icons, you click on them. The programs open up and they act intuitive. And that's what I got out of this tool. And you guys have kind of tailored it so that you just mentioned, if I'm going to go use the tool in a way that I could actually hurt the vehicle, you're going to either limit some of those functions or give me the right warnings. So for anybody that's a little bit fresh, that really wants to dive into some of this, especially guys that have been working on their cars for years and they're getting more and more complicated, you can follow right along with some of these progresses and updates and electronics, just like you have for decades, potentially, with tools that are as simple as your smartphone, like this little tablet device. So don't be afraid. If you think you're interested, really check it out. Like I said, we and Willie had a few minutes, and just in that few minutes, I had a really comfortable feel enough to where I'm ready to pick one up myself.
Hey Maurice, does that tablet have a filter to make me look a little better on the camera like my phone does? No, probably not, huh?
Not yet, but I can put a request to get it at it.
All right, put Juno in there. I look better on Juno filter, whatever. hey, and one other question for Maurice. Does anybody ever refer to you as the gangster of love? I had to ask. I had to ask.
Man, I had that song in my head the whole...
I got to ask you. Some people call him Maurice. Some people call him the gangster of love. It happens.
That's right.
Hey, where do people find out more about AutoFix, how to get it in their hands? And obviously Christmas just around the corner. I'm sure somebody out there, wink, wink, Kevin, be loving to see that under the Christmas tree.
Go to autofixtech.us. This is a U.S.-based company, so you can keep in touch with us and our tech support team very easily whenever you want.
Now spell auto, because those O's are going to mess them up.
O-T-O,
AutoFix, O-T-O-F-I-X.
Yeah. Don't forget it, man. Check them out. I love it. All right, we're going to be talking more, fellas, so hang on. We'll be connecting some numbers and digits here.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, do you guys do anything social media-wise?
Of course. I mean, we have a lot of training videos that you can find on YouTube or Facebook and, you know, all that stuff.
All right, man. And what's the website one more time?
Go to autofixtech.us, autofixtech.us.
Autofixtech.us. All right. There you go, man. Great, great. Just spending some time with you all, just kind of figuring out more about the tool. Can't wait to use it again. I hope you left that at the shop so we could dive into it. Just saying. I look forward to working with it more. You guys really appreciate the time. Hopefully we'll have you on again on the Two Guys Garage podcast. All right.
Thank you guys. Year's coming.
Yeah.
We're going to be there for you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. We appreciate it. That's Dan and Maurice. Auto Fix. We say auto, they say Odo. We don't care just as long as you go there. OTOFIX tech.us. Hit it up, man, and thanks for their time. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. Our producer, Scoop, exec producer, Bob Becker. And don't forget about a TV show airing weekends on the Motor Trend Network. Check your local listings. If it's not there, freak out. You can also find us on Motor Trend On Demand, which is a great resource.
Yeah, and you can find us on our website, twoguysgarage.com. You can find us on social. We're everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Two Guys Garage. Now, the Two Guys Garage podcast, it's copyright 2021, Britton Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved.
Man. You know somebody be hitting with that Gangsta Love stuff every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Dude, I got the tune playing in my head right now. I don't even need a radio.
Hey, we got to get one of them tools, man. I'll tell you what, I might know somebody. Tell Val to call me. All right, maybe we can go in halfsies on a tool for you, bro, and have a couple gifts for you under the Christmas tree.
There we go. I like it. I like it. All right, guys. Hopefully right, you learned something. You're a little more aware. And let's just knock down any of that fear factor that might be brewing back there. This stuff is awesome. Just get in it. Learn it. Do it.
It's the only way you could repair a car nowadays. It's the only way. It really
no
is.
No doubt. And who wants to take it? Who wants to take it to a shop?
Not me.
Right?
I got my own shop.
It's the thing that we do. We work on cars. We fix on cars. That's why we're listening. That's why we're doing. Exactly. You know?
All right, man. See you on the next Two Guys Garage podcast. Peace. Two Guys Garage podcast is a production of Britton Productions. For more episodes, visit iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.